flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. Woo! Never been done. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Never been done. Already, something has never been done that the Chiefs just did, and that is to become the first back-to-back Super Bowl winner to win a conference championship game and get to the Super Bowl. Or a chance for a three-peat to be back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl champions. This score just in. Chiefs 32, Bills 29. And we are going to New Orleans to make history. Who's ready for that, ladies and gentlemen? We are at one of my favorite locations, the Hy-Vee at 95th in Antioch, and John Lewis is here, one of the great store managers in Hy-Vee history, former Oklahoma State Cowboy. But it's awesome to be at this location. There have been several times we have been at this location to celebrate special events. We celebrated a Super Bowl championship here, but tonight we celebrate an AFC championship to get us ready. As I said at the end of the game, that I was kind of fed up with all the narratives, right? The refs are always helping the Chiefs. And, so I had to bust it out again. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You got to deal with the Chiefs being the team that has the chance to be the first back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl champions. I also said we are on the Chiefs Kingdom spaceship, and we are past Pluto. We're past this solar system. We're in a brand new solar system, and we are going to New Orleans to beat the Philadelphia Eagles and win Super Bowl 59. Sellout crowd here tonight at the Hy-Vee at 95th and Antioch. The Redcoaters are here tonight. The Geeks are here tonight. Snowstorm Sandy, our official meteorologist of the Chiefs Kingdom. Caveman Bob is here tonight. As also Autograph Geek, Cindy Lou Who from Whoville, and Weird Wolf and Weird Wife are here on a Wolfie night. We have a lot of stuff that's made. I want to mention this because of Weird Wolf, because Sandy, of course, put together this incredible 30-year collection of pictures of this show going back through the years. And we know Jerry with the Redcoaters made the Super Bowl trophies. We're going to have to get another one on there here pretty soon, buddy, to add to that. But I wanted to put each one of these postseason shows, we've had a pin designed by Weird Wolf, Lynn Schmidt. Tonight's pin commemorates the 1969, the last game ever played in the American Football League. The Kansas City Chiefs were able to beat the Raiders in Oakland to go to Super Bowl IV in New Orleans. And that is where we're going for Super Bowl 59 to play the Eagles. That is why later in the show, as a special guest, and I wanted him here tonight specifically for this reason, because he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He had three of the biggest kicks in pro football history in that Super Bowl IV in New Orleans. Jan Stenerud will be with us here in just a minute. So that pin, designed by Lynn, commemorates that team and what they did in the last AFL game of all time. But let's just go through a few things here tonight. The Chiefs are the first team, of course, in NFL history to make it to the Super Bowl, the chance for a three-peat. 9 straight postseason wins, second in NFL history. Tied with the Green Bay Packers from 1961 to 67, if and when we win Super Bowl 59, we will tie for the greatest postseason streak of all time with the Patriots at 10 straight wins. How about Coach Reed? We're going to hear from Coach in a little bit. And we have Coach Reed also here with us tonight in the flesh. Oh, yeah. 28 postseason wins for Coach. Second all time. He's closing in on Belichick. He's only 3 behind, which is cool. How about Patrick Mahomes? 17 postseason wins for Pat. 17-3. As he passed Joe Montana last night, which is, that is huge. In fact, all of this stuff is huge. Here's another one. Patrick Mahomes will enter the Super Bowl with the longest streak of any quarterback without an interception, 288 attempts without an interception. He has not had one. We had to have a turnover since week 11 when we played the Bills on November the 17th. That's also the longest string without a turnover going into the Super Bowl in National Football League history. So that is huge. But when you get a defense, playing Josh Allen, and you have fourth down and, oh, it's a tush push. It's going to be automatic, right? No, it's not. It's going to be automatic, right? No, it's not. Because you had a defense in that game that was able to put the hammer down, baby. We'll talk about Big Mike Pinnell, who just brought the hammer to it and right in the middle of that defense. He was awesome along with the others. And I thought Josh Allen played a great game and played elite football. But those two fourth down stops were, in essence, a turnover by the Buffalo Bills, and the Chiefs go on to win 32-29. I mentioned John Lewis tonight, such a stud. This store is great at 95th and Antioch. It was actually the first It was the first of its kind, really, in this area. Kind of set up the bar scene and the place to come to have dinner before or after you do your grocery shopping. Well, tonight you can also score big savings with John and Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. You shop Hy-Vee the night after a game or the day after a game. A lot of you shop after the show. I see you. I'll do the same. Earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score. Oh, we scored our highest output of the year last night. I can hear Rex Ryan go, he can't score 30 points. I've seen this team before. They lose in the playoffs. Wrong. If the Chiefs score, 32 points, you can save 32 cents a gallon on any $32 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. So win or lose or win the AFC Championship for the fifth time in 6 years, or win the Lamar Hunt Trophy for the fifth time in six seasons, everyone can score the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. We are going to the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, and we're kicking it off tonight. When we come back, we're going to hear from Big Red himself, the amazing Andy Reid. Back with Coach after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
There is the squib. It bounds in front of the receiver. Clock now. They're going to throw it across the formation, and it is caught over there now, slipping, and the Chiefs will tackle him. This game is over. This game is over. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs as the AFC champions. And for the third time in 4 years, the Lamar Hunt Trophy, the trophy named after this franchise's founder, is back in Kansas City where it belongs. What a gutsy victory. Grab a bucket of guts. The Chiefs are going to end the season where they began the season, in Glendale, Arizona, and Super Bowl 57.
Welcome back to this Chiefs Kingdom, getting ready for Super Bowl 59 edition. Tonight we're at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park at 95th and Antioch, and later on we're going to have Jan Stenerud, the Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker, three big field goals, and ironically, he kicked those in Tulane Stadium to help the Chiefs win Super Bowl IV. That's where our practice facility will be during Super Bowl 59. And with us now, the head coach, who's got 28 postseason victories. He's going back to try to do something that's never been done in NFL history. Head coach Andy Reid, first and foremost, congratulations on going to uncharted territory and getting that victory last night.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it, Mitch. We all had a piece of it. And so that's the best thing about it. The whole organization, from the grounds crew to ownership and everybody in between there, man, everybody had a piece of this thing on helping us even get to this point, let alone, you know, the actual game. So it's we appreciate everything.
Well, you brought that culture to us when you drove into town the first week of January in 2013. But I remember asking you about postseason success, and you said it all goes up a notch, but especially in the trenches. And that's where I want to start tonight. Let's start with the offensive line, how much they set the tone on the 90-yard drive, and how good was that group to beat Buffalo?
Yeah, you know, we always start there. I probably didn't do a great job with that at my press conference. But it always starts up front. And I thought our offensive line did. They set the tempo. They were coming off the ball and rolling. I guess what I thought was the strength of their team, and still believe that, is that defensive front. I think they're really good. We'll have that same thing in 2 weeks here when we face the Eagles. So, and then I thought likewise on the defensive side, the same thing. The defensive front, it starts with them, and they kind of, between those two lines, it makes everybody else's job a little bit better.
I want to ask you specifically about Mike Pennell on the defensive line. Seven teams. He's been in the league since 14. Two stints with us. How good was he, and necessary was he, against the way Buffalo approaches their short yardage?
Yeah, well, you have to love Mike Pinnell. Now he he's a big old kid that brings great energy every day. The part that people don't know is he's really smart. He's really a smart guy. He's got great personality, but very intelligent, and he gets it. You know, he gets how everything rolls there, and really does a nice job for us.
How much has Xavier Worthy grown? That one drive is almost his, and then he just wrestles the ball from Cole Bishop on the one play. How much has he grown in a short time, and especially here in the playoffs?
Yeah, so he has. I mean, we've all got to see it. The fans got to see it. And by the way, they were phenomenal last night, and we appreciate them sticking around and celebrating with us. Listen, Xavier, I literally was talking to his mother about that. To see him go up each week and get better every week, to work hard every week at this. I mean, he's played 19 games, and he's not much over a buck 50. You know, he's not the biggest guy on the field, and he doesn't shy away from anything. And for this kid to come out and do what he did this year and is doing this year, my hat goes off to him for that. He's really put a great mindset forward and foundation for his career going forward.
When I ask you about three guys in specific, Kareem Hunt's going to play in a game he's never played in. So is D-Hop. So is Hollywood Brown. Samaje Perine, he's played in a Super Bowl, but he's got another shot here. Those guys in specific, for them to get the opportunity to win a Super Bowl and do it in historic fashion, those guys in specific, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, just these are all new guys to the team. And and anytime you get these guys, whether it's an old coach or veteran player that haven't been there, and to see the look on their face when they have an opportunity to go there is priceless. I mean, they're like little kids. It's just like it's Christmas time. So they've got the big smile on their face and they're happy. They can't believe it. It's hard for any of us to believe, but it's really hard for those guys to believe that they're actually going to the Super Bowl. And it's been a goal. It's a goal for all these guys. And here they are, 12th year, eighth, ninth year, you know, I mean, and they have this opportunity. So it's important that that we understand that it's not over yet, and that we still have that game, and they get that. They know that we've got some hard work ahead of us these next couple of weeks to get ready for this team, but they kind of cherish that part of it too.
Special teams, don't want to leave them out. Butt gets another game-winning kick in the playoffs. But Remigio now strings up a 63-yard kickoff return followed up by a 41-yard punt return. What about special teams, and especially Remigio giving two explosive plays?
Yeah, Dave has done a nice job with the special teams, he and Andy, and they've worked their tail off to put together these schemes for the guys. And then Remigio steps in. I mean, he stepped into a position now where people are seeing that he's a legitimate returner, and he can do that. And the kid works as hard as anybody out there, and so everybody's pulling for him to do good. You can see that by their reaction when he gets a big return. They're fired up for him. So there are a lot of guys that go into those returns blocking for him. They all feel a part of it, and then Remigio is hitting it. When he hits it, he hits it hard, and that's been a positive for him. And then Bucker just he was hurt. He had surgery, so and now he's back, and he's kicking like he's always kicked, and just full confidence in him, and he's hitting the ball good, and I think he's confident about what he's doing, and that's a good thing. And Ariza, likewise. I mean, here's a young kid that had some problems the first year, not able to play, and then comes back against a team that he was with at one time, and now gets to go against them and actually come out on the positive side of that thing.
We're going to let you go. I promise to keep you on time, but I'm going to close this way. You get there before anybody else gets there. You leave after everybody else leaves. Your hard work and busting your tail, we benefit from it, all the kingdom. And I'm not going to let it pass, the fact that that we're in historic point here, but it's because of your hard work and busting it and your sacrifice that we're here. So don't want to let you go without that. And now we're going to chase even more here.
All right, redhead. Doggone, we're in it together, man. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All those redheads out there. Doggone it.
They're here, and they're fired up, and they got Jan Stenerud, man.
Yeah, he's the best. The best.
We're going back to Tulane to work out where he had those kicks. Head coach Andy Reid, thanks, coach, for being with us tonight. When we come back, we'll check in with Jan Stenerud. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
With the story of this game in the second half, the Chiefs defense, a flip by Richie James Jr. That means this game is over, and you can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the AFC champions for the fourth time in five seasons. The Chiefs have the Lamar Hunt Trophy, and they're taking it to Vegas for Super Bowl 58.
That was last year. That was last year, and we know what that led to, the overtime victory 25-22 over the San Francisco 49ers. But now, a chance to go to New Orleans to win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. It's never been done by any team. That would be huge. Yes, it would. And again, we're at the Hy-Vee tonight in Overland Park at 95th and Antioch. This is just an awesome place. Tailgating, getting ready for your Super Bowl party. Hy-Vee can get you set up right here. Meats, veggies, snacks. You can find it all at the 19 Metro locations. Best burgers, brats, and wings anywhere. I said we've got a great group here tonight. Susie Bling Bling's here tonight. We've got the Geeks are here. Redcoaters are here. Hey, hey, Paula was here for a while. Mary here from Stafford, Kansas. Victorville, California. Casey Mike and his wife Donna here from Victorville, California. We have a couple here from Greenwich, Connecticut, that came in for the game. Danielle is with us tonight electronically from Maine, and so is some folks here in Phoenix that are following us on FaceTime tonight. So it's awesome. On the largest network in the entire national, the sisters are here tonight. They are representing five dudes over here and a dude's night out, which is really awesome over in a corner. That's pretty cool. Best place to have dudes or gals night out, Chiefs Kingdom Show, especially when you have the guests that we have tonight. Now, I asked for him because knowing if we would win the game, we were headed to New Orleans, Louisiana, to play the Super Bowl. You just heard me mention with Coach, our workout spot in New Orleans will be on the campus of Tulane University. It was in Tulane Stadium. In January of 1970, the 1969 season, that the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl IV. And this guy does not get enough credit for that victory. I have stated this over and over again, not just to him, but to others. He really changed the game of football, I think, because he brought the place kicker in as a weapon into pro football. He was the first place kicker to make it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What an awesome career. Four-time first-team All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowl, Pro Bowler, 19-year pro football career, and again, his bust is in Canton, Ohio. Would you please welcome number three forever, here tonight to get us ready to go back to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, the man who won the Super Bowl in New Orleans back in 1969-70. Here's Jan Stenerud.
Thank you, Mitch.
You stay down. We're standing up for you.
All right. Thank you.
You deserve this. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Mitch, you are the best. I mean, he is so good.
It is
That's
so.
The first time I seen you looked at notes, and he's speaking for hours, and he has about two words written down.
Well, I had to get it right for you in this incredible career, 19 years in pro football. But I wanted you here tonight because, and we're going to dive into the whole New Orleans experience, and get into it. But the fact that this team is going back to New Orleans to try to do something that's never been done before in pro football history, what does it mean to you because of the warm memories you have of winning the Super Bowl in New Orleans?
Well, first of all, go back to last night's game. It was remarkable. And I was worried about the team, Buffalo, because they have a heck of a football team, and so do we. But I thought, I am scared of Buffalo a little bit, but these guys, they make it happen. Somehow they find a way to.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Win, did it again, and it was remarkable. And we always talk about Kelce and Mahomes, of course, that all those guys are so great. And the coach, Andy Reid, he is phenomenal. And I think not only is he a great, great football coach, but I think the players love him. Yeah. And they really like to play for him. So it's pretty exciting. But 50 years ago, it's a while ago.
We're gonna make it feel like it's yesterday
and
on
I
this show.
Remember a lot of it pretty well. We'll see how it goes here when you.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get in our.
I'm so time machine. It's special for us that it's actually going back that we won the first Super Bowl, because that was a different thing. We were playing for the league. It was the AFL wasn't quite on par. And I signed with the Chiefs 3 weeks before Super Bowl I. I was drafted by the Chiefs and the Atlanta Falcons, which was an NFL team. So now my choice is, do I go to not a very good team in the NFL, the established league, or do I go to the best team in the league that wasn't quite the same yet? So I chose Kansas City because mainly Olamar Hunt and Hank Stram, too, had a lot to do with that. And Bobby Bethard, he was a scout for the Chiefs. And Tommy O'Boyle was a head talent scout, we called him then. And I remember part of my bonus, now the bonus weren't quite what we get these days. But part of my bonus was 2 first-class plane tickets from Bozeman, Montana, where I went to school, to Oslo, Norway, where I'm from, because I was recruited from Norway on the ski scholarship to Montana State. And, of course, that was in January of 19, January 15th was a game in 1967. And nobody in Europe had heard about American football, of course. So I get back to New York the day after Super Bowl I. Can't wait to see the paper, New York. And I see the headlines, Packers 35, Chiefs 10. And I thought, oh, wow, maybe I signed the wrong team. But I sure as hell did not.
You did not. And we're then, really glad you didn't go to the Falcons.
And then, so my first game in Kansas City, all my answers are not going to be this long. But the first game I ever played in Kansas City was against the Chicago Bears, the exhibition game. A few months after we had lost in Super Bowl I to an NFL team. And the Bears had a strong NFL, they had a strong NFL team. And I'm sure you remember, we scored, they scored the first 3 points, kicked the field goal. We scored 66 points and won 66 to 24. And of course, Butkus, the famous linebacker for the Chicago Bears, says, guys, we can't, if they keep scoring, they're going to kill that horse. Because Warpaint had to run a lap around Arrowhead Stadium for each score. So anyway, that's how I got started and talked about, look, Kansas City Chiefs became such a big deal for me, and the city itself. Mm. I mean, they liked this. When I got there, they'd been through some pretty lean years. But when I got there after Super Bowl I, every game was packed. The old stadium was packed. We actually played I remember we got $50 for the first exhibition game. We played, they call it the Milgram Grocery, it was Milgram, I should Milgram Grocery Bowl. So the Kansas City Rookies and Taxi Squad members from the year before was playing against the Denver Rookies. We got paid $50, but the stadium was packed. I do remember that. And then of course, we played 6 exhibition games, and then the regular season starts.
$50 a game. What'd you do with the money? I want to ask you about Harrison Butker, because we all take Butt for granted. Another field goal to win the game.
He sure did, and he is as good as anybody that's ever kicked a football. He's really good. And he has had so many pressure kicks, too. Mm. And including last night again, it is. Very much so.
Very much.
And he's also a really fine young man. He's an excellent young man. And he's a credit to the Chiefs also. He's a very nice young man. And he's very good at what he's doing.
Jan and Butt have something in common. Both had the record-long Super Bowl field goal. Harrison still got it with 57, which he did last year. But I want to ask you about his ability to have the clutch kicks. You had him, too. We're going to jump into your history here in a second. But I just want everybody to appreciate him, because it's so easy to take him for granted.
Well, he has a routine. See, nowadays, you have some coaching. When I got into football at Montana State my senior year, the head coach... Just turned out that I played soccer. That was my summer sport. But ski jumping was my main sport. That's why I was there. But I also ran the stadium steps to get ready for ski season. So my junior year, I go down and kick the football with a toe a few times like everybody did. And then I asked, can you kick with the side of your foot like you take a corner kick in soccer? I'm sure the guy didn't know what the corner kick in soccer was. But I kicked a few from the side of my foot. And the basketball coach at Montana State, his name was Roger Kraft. He was from Kansas State.
Yeah, I remember.
His son is Les Kraft, by the way.
Absolutely.
He was then the head coach, Roger, at Montana State. Okay. And he ran over to the football coach. And he says, you know, there's a Norwegian ski jumper out there that's kicking the football distances I haven't seen before. But the football coach didn't pay any attention to him. So anyway, it just so happened when I finally he found me and I made the team. His advice to the coaching staff, he says, leave him alone. Don't even, because I had come up with the steps. I didn't know what steps you would take. 2 steps, 2.5 steps, 1 step, no idea. So anyway, so really I had no really coaching. But then when I got to Kansas City, also Hank had a rule. No other coach could talk to me because they thought maybe they would screw me up and give me some advice. But Hank, before the first training camp, he would go out and hold the ball for me. Andy Reid would probably do that for Butker, but Andy, I'm not sure how good a holder Andy would be. But Hank would, of course, the hash marks were out wide then. So he would take, you know, keep track of what they did from the right hash mark, the left hash mark. And so Hank was good, but also he didn't know, of course, a heck of a lot about kicking, particularly the way I did it. But he kept telling me that I was good. give me all the confidence in the world. And he said, you might be, become one of the best kicker in all of football. That's how he kept telling me. So it was a very positive attitude. So, but as far as kicking itself, you know, what Butker goes, yeah, I didn't have a routine. Here's the spot, and I kick from 7 yards then. So quite a few kicks were blocked because the ball was, now they kick 8 yards deep. Yeah. So the ball is about this much lower than after 7 yards the line of scrimmage. So I think my rookie year had 6 kicks blocked, for example. But anyway, I had no routine. I just, here's the spot, looked at the goalpost, kind of stepped to this. No, it didn't take the steps. I just kind of stepped backward in, at an angle, kind of, and looked at it. Lenny looked at me, ready. I said, ready, here comes the ball. And you do the best we can. And, but now, so then I've, during my later year in football, I would go to kicking camps, and some of the coaches will show up and they take notes. And they became actually special team coaches in the league because we didn't have any of them yet. When I started with Hank, we had 5 coaches on the whole staff, including Hank Stram.
Gosh.
5 coaches.
And so, but with the new holder this year with Matt Arise, Lenny did your holder, right? And well, Bobby was your snapper?
But in those days, no. E.J. Holler was my snapper.
Oh, E.J. stayed in there.
Because another thing has happened a lot. But same for everybody in the league. Some of the numbers are so different from what we did. They're a lot higher. But keep in mind, the quarterback was always a holder. Well, he was busy playing the game. And there was no net on the sideline, for example. And so then during the week, he didn't have time to practice. So on Friday afternoon, I said, Lenny, I haven't kicked the football with center and the holder all week long. So we kicked about 3 or 4 minutes on Friday afternoon. A couple of times he was said, you know, we do have pregame warm-up on Sunday. So that was about it. Bobby became a snapper in 71.
Okay.
E.J. Holub, one of the greatest players we ever had, number 55, the Beast from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He started in Super Bowl I as an outside linebacker and started at Super Bowl IV in New Orleans as of a center.
Yeah.
He's a great, great player, number 55.
Incredible player. But now Butts had to deal with Matt Ariza, brand new holder, and Winchester, the snapper. Now we have these dedicated long snappers. Winchester's been amazing, right? We just had him on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yep, yep.
In fact, he was here.
I guarantee you, we all get nervous before games. I remember before Super Bowl IV, that was the only time I could really feel I was nervous right before the game. But also, that they allowed the NFL films to be on the field, so there was a lot of commotion on the field before the game. So you just kind of kicked in order to warm up a little bit, and then you watched where the wind was coming from and how the field was. In that particular field, it was very muddy in spots. It was bad. And I had cleats this long on my left heel to hold up and hoping it was going to hold up. But also, you kicked in pregame warm-up 50 minutes before the game. Then you go into the locker room. And then you didn't come out and kick again before the national anthem or whatever. You just, that was it. You didn't kick. And also now they come out at halftime, you kick some again. So it was different, but here again, it was the same for everybody. But Butker, I think he has a routine. He does it right. But he's come through, and it's not that easy. The pressure is pretty heavy. And he gets it done over and over again. And so happy for him. And We're so happy to have him here in Kansas City. And he's going to continue to do it because he does not take anything for granted. When you get pretty good, it's easy to say, well, I'm pretty good. I don't need to do this stuff. That's another thing that I noticed. So he's going to be great. And notice with Mahomes also, they're never satisfied.
No.
Some of those guys get those young guys to work. Now, when you win the Super Bowl, you think, well, that's pretty good. They might do pretty well next year or whatever. But these guys keep working harder and harder. It's amazing. So the leadership on this team is remarkable. They require a lot from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You got a great group of people.
You just nailed some of the secret sauce of why this team now is going to the Super Bowl again to try to do something that's never been done. Who's ready after the break to jump into a time machine and go back to New Orleans, Louisiana for Super Bowl IV? Because that's where we're going with Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker Jan Stenerud. When we come back, again, we're at the Hy-Vee, Overland Park, 95th in Antioch. We'll be back with one of the greatest kickers in pro football history. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
One more snap puts the Lamar Hunt Trophy right back into the Kansas City Trophy case. Again, going to a knee.
You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat. The Kansas City Chiefs have just done something that's never been done, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs Kingdom Rocket, has gone past Pluto. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship 32-29.
Back at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park, 95th and Antioch. This is awesome. And the first really Hy-Vee Market Grill and in the city, and it's fabulous. We talked about John Lewis and the terrific job he does here. And, of course, Hy-Vee is your headquarters to get ready for the big game. A lot of you will host parties. A lot of you will have parties every night for the next 2 weeks. And so Hy-Vee is your place to get ready for all of that. We mentioned that our Chiefs Kingdom spacecraft is past Pluto. We're in some other universe or some other solar system right now, but we're going to turn it around and we're going to redial it and set it back to 1969, actually January of 1970, because our guest tonight is Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker Jan Stenerud. And some of the biggest moments, and maybe the first real big moments for a kicker to decide a game, in my opinion, was that game. Now, we are headed back to New Orleans. We're going back 1969, January of 1970. Your recollection in getting ready for that game, because the Chiefs were 13.5-point underdogs to the Purple People Eater Minnesota Vikings.
Well, 55 years ago, I remember some of it. We had to beat Oakland. First of all, the first playoff game is against the Jets, and they won Super Bowl III, maybe the most important game ever in the history of football. But Baltimore, the Jets played Baltimore, were underdogs by 18 points, and the Jets won. Now we had to beat Oakland the next game. We beat, in Shea Stadium, went and played New York first, beat them 13-6, I think. Yeah. Then we had to go to Oakland for the championship game, which was the game here yesterday. And they had beaten us twice during the season. We beat them 17-7. I remember Otis Taylor making a phenomenal catch on the sideline. So now we fly back to Kansas City. That particular week is only 1 week between the championship game and Super Bowl game. We fly into Kansas City, and they estimated later there were 12,000 people waiting for us at the airport downtown. Pretty exciting. So then, now we had to go down to New Orleans on Monday, I think it was. And we get down there, and on Tuesday, we hear that on NBC, on the Huntley-Brinkley report, there's going to be a report that of a quarterback, Len Dawson, had been accused of being associated with a bookie from Detroit called Donald Dawson. And that six or seven players, that's the opening line of the Huntley-Brinkley report, six famous players, including the quarterback for Kansas City Chiefs, Len Dawson, for the Super Bowl, starting in a few days, was going to be asked to go to talk to a federal grand jury in Detroit to talk about what they know about betting on sports. And we had a team meeting. EJ stood up and screamed and yelled, Lenny's our guy. By the way, Lenny, can you bet on the game for me this next season or whatever? Anyway, we rallied around him. We knew it was nothing to that, but that's how we got started. I mean, it was a nervous week. Lenny could not, he didn't sleep very much that week. The pressure was on him, the whole thing. But wow. Lenny the Cool, I mean, I'm not sure if he had a nickname before that, but that's how we got down there. We were supposed to practice at Tulane Stadium. But Hank said that there are too many chances to spy on us in that big stadium. You see that over 80,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
And then we find some other small football stadium that we practiced in. And we were underdogs, 13, 14 points underdog. But I do remember middle of the week, Jim Schaaf was the sports director, or the PR guy. Mm-hmm. And the assistant was a guy called Bill Hamilton. And Bill told me that Jerry Mays, a defensive captain, after looked at the film from the Vikings, he said, yeah, and he called me like Hank. So Jansky was Jan, and skiing was my background. And Jerry Mazur told Bill Hampton, if Jansky can get him close enough to kick three field goals, we're going to win the game, because that offense of the Vikings are not going to score one touchdown against us. So we were quietly confident during the week, and we went into the game again, 14 points underdog, and most people around the country thought we were going to get beat.
You didn't get beat. Now, let's get to this point, because this is the most overlooked part of the game. And Lenny dealing with all that, we know the hitch route to Otis Taylor, we know 65 toss power trap. But in my opinion, I'm not sure all of that happens without you. This starts, now we're driving, but you're going to try a 48-yard field goal. And I guess the Vikings were shocked that you would even try it. But why would they be shocked? You had a 54-yarder at Denver earlier that year.
In the snowstorm that year. So.
And 52 against Buffalo, which was a three-point game to beat the Bills 22-19.
Yeah.
Now, you're lining first, up for a 48-yarder.
Well, what happened? I think the opening kick, or we would kick off. And my kickoff, you know, sailed out of the end zone. They didn't do that. Nobody had done that in the NFL at that point. As a matter of fact, in the old stadium, I was the only one that could kick the ball into that place that was called Stenner's Roost, if you remember. So I think the opening kickoff was important in one way, because the ball went further than what they were used to see people kicking in the NFL. So they actually got the ball first, and they have a chance to kick about this field goal from that distance, but decided to punt. So we get close enough to kick a field goal, and I hit it not great, but pretty decent. They cleared pretty good. And the next kickoff, again, is out of the end zone. So I know that got their attention. But to me, it wasn't really, you know, that wasn't a really long kick for me. But I was more concerned about the field conditions. But then again, we ended up getting two more field goals. And then right before half, we are leading 9-0. And it's 3rd and 5, I think it is. And I said, I'm hoping, got to score a touchdown, because if you only get to 12 points, and these guys are favored by 14, but if you can get a touchdown, and that's when Hank calls that 65-toss power trap, and the team hadn't practiced it in weeks, right? And Gloucester Richard and Paul Lenny, and they kind of looked at each other, and of course, as Hank would say, it might pop wide open, rats, right? Oh, boys, and made it 16-0. But still, the game was by no means over.
But you kick two field goals to go up 6-0. Now, you got this going on right here. Hang on to that right here. When Jan Stenerud kicked the field goal to put the Chiefs up 9-0, a 2-possession lead to a team that was favored by 13. I'm going to give you the kick last year by Butker at Baltimore. That was the first time Baltimore had trailed by 2 possessions all year. The psychological effect of you getting that kick to go up 9-0 was a kicker who's able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. Guilty as charged, Vikings. But I want to ask you before we let you go.
Yeah.
The field goal to go up 9-0 to me was the critical juncture of that game, because you put the doubt in Minnesota's mind, 2 possessions.
Well, I didn't think of it that way. Remember those days? This football was different. There were low-scoring games, you know. Our defense was great. Our defense gave up 20 points total in 3 games, the championship game, playoff game, and Super Bowl. So, but anyway, Mitch, before we get the halftime, it wasn't organized like it is. We sat there for 29 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, by that time, the whole thing, the momentum can change. Yeah. And then they scored, you know, 16-7, and supposed to be the better team. But then the little pass to Otis. Break one tackle, render hits, fakes out that other guy on the 5-yard line. Denver in pretty good shape, but it was a phenomenal experience. And and bringing that championship back to Kansas City, coming back. Now some of us, 6-7 of us, had to go to the Pro Bowl game, the All Star game, so we didn't come back. But the parade was the next day. Then it was on Monday. In the meantime, they were able to get 100,000 people downtown, and the plane landed at the airport, the new airport out north wasn't built yet, but it was a runway that was ready. So the team, when they came back on Monday, that's where the plane landed, because the downtown airport was so many people. But they had a parade on Monday, 100,000 people, and it took us 50 years before it happened again, but what's going on now is just historic. What these guys are doing now has never been done before.
Thanks to Jan Stenerud, Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker, Super Bowl IV champion, being with us tonight. We're going back to New Orleans. God bless you. Way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
You are the best. We'll be back to close it out after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
What energy. Some things have not changed. When Jan talks about 100,000 people welcoming that team back in that parade for Super Bowl IV and that incredible victory in New Orleans. And that was history as well, because that was the last time an American Football League team would play with that patch and to win Super Bowl IV. How great was Jan Stenerud to be here tonight to take us back to New Orleans. And yet, here we are. Thanks again to the folks at Hy-Vee at 95th in Antioch. I talk about John Lewis, how awesome he is. This store is fantastic, but Hy-Vee is remarkable. Just take a pause and think about where we are at and what is going on. The fact that this Kansas City Chiefs team, your team, you see players, you come to the show, you see, get a chance to get up close with our players and see how remarkable they are. They have overcome all these close wins, all the yak about them. Oh, we get all the calls. This is a team that has overcome playing every day of the week but Tuesday. They had to play the toughest schedule. They had to play 3 games in 11 days. They had to play on Christmas Day on no rest, basically. This team is remarkable. And yet, this is a team that has been focused on what lies ahead. And that is the chance to be the first ever back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Next week, we'll be in New Orleans in 2 weeks. On Tuesday, February the 11th, we'll close it out on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.